Well, after 2 decades of preparation, the world's biggest scientific experiment is about to get underway, and all going well, it won't destroy the planet. Deep underground near the border between Switzerland and France, the powerful and expensive Large Hadron Collider will spin matter at almost the speed of light in a bid to find out the big secret of life. The global scientific community is very excited, and not least because that small black holes will be created during the experiment. Karen Barlow reports.
It's not every day that a black hole rips the fabric of time and space on Earth.
Yes, it's quite interesting, isn't it? If you start telling people you're about to destroy the world, you get their attention. But we're not going to destroy the world. The fears are misplaced, although people are very right to ask questions about whether we've considered everything properly, and we have.
Professor Jeff Taylor from the University of Melbourne is leading the Australian involvement in the high-energy particle accelerator known as the Large Hadron Collider. It's a pure science experiment run by thousands of scientists and engineers from 85 nations and costing billions of dollars. But its ambition, to recreate the conditions which existed in the new universe just after the Big Bang, have led to concerns a planet may be sucked into one of the black holes it creates. There have been court challenges to stop the startup and even death threats.
To the best of our knowledge, there is absolutely no concern, no reason for the concern.
At all?
No, these little black holes will evaporate as quickly as they're created, if they're created, and we would love to be able to see the evidence of that.
The collider has become an inspiration for music as well as science.
27 kilometres tunnel underground, designed with mind to send protons around.
It's not a matter of flicking on a switch. Today's startup is about getting 2 streams of protons moving around the accelerator. University of Sydney physicist Dr. Kevin Varvel.
They're going to take the first step by putting a beam of protons into the ring and trying to get it all the way around. And if that's successful, they'll do that with another ring going in the other direction, and then probably within a few weeks, they'll actually try to make those 2 beams collide. So it's a very measured process to make sure that we really understand how to operate this great big machine that's been built.
The instrument is about answering fundamental questions about life, the universe and everything. By smashing protons together, the scientists hope to find the so far elusive so-called God particle for explaining what the universe is made of, the Higgs boson. Its original proponent, British Professor Peter Higgs, is looking forward to the realisation of his work.
By the time they find it, if they do find it, it won't be for another year or so. It'll be more like 45 years since I did the work.
There may be other discoveries, such as what is the dark matter which mysteriously makes up more than 90% of the universe, and are there new dimensions to our existence? Professor Jeff Taylor from the University of Melbourne says the possibilities are endless.
If we find many black holes, if we create them, that would be an indication that, in fact, three-dimensional space is not the entire question, that the entire answer. There are further dimensions, which would be a really absolutely mind-boggling discovery.
The Large Hadron Collider is due to fire up later this afternoon.
Karen Barlow reporting.